Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back to the Darius Garland discussion, though. Asking you guys at 216-474-0092, does the toe injury let Darius off the hook for the playoffs, and how does Darius' toe injury affect his trade value? Now, Chris Fedor, who's going to be with me tomorrow and Thursday, and I'm dying to find out what he thinks and how this all impacts everything, but this was him over the weekend right here on The Fan with Earl and Spencer on Saturday. Here's what he said about Darius.
I keep coming back to the same thing. Guys, I keep coming back to Darius has to go. Like, if you're going to reimagine the offense, if you're going to reconfigure the roster, and if you're going to reset your salary cap situation, this is a top-heavy team. This is a top-heavy roster. This is a team that is going to get really, really expensive as we continue to move forward. But if you're trying to accomplish all three of those things in one offseason, there is one move that allows you to do that, and it's trading Darius. And it comes with this caveat, right? The package that they would be offered for Darius would have to be one that I would say yes to. It would have to be one that they would say yes to. And it would have to be one that I believe would make them a better basketball team and increase their chances of taking the next step as an organization and competing for a championship.
Now, I don't think that this injury takes a trade off the table. I said that last segment. I'll say it with you guys right now. But I do wonder if it impacts his value. Like, if we're talking about whether or not, you know, Chris mentions, in my mind, he didn't say Godfather offer, but in my mind, he mentioned something that was a very heavy package, something that would tilt it in the Cavs' favor and let him accomplish several different things. That offer, I'm not so sure, still exists, because Darius is very much seen as an injured basketball player. But how much was this injury actually impacting his value out there? Well, I guess we'll find out, Daryl, but it doesn't seem to be like it would be a massive amount, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, look, he's going to be back close to the start of the season and available. I don't think it's, because when you make trades for players that are coming off of surgery or whatever, the trade is made with the understanding that the player underwent surgery and is not going to immediately pass a physical, because every trade you make, they always put in the fine print, Pending physical.
Yeah.
Right? And it certainly, I don't think, takes away from his ability to be the dynamic player that he is once he comes back healthy. The problem is he's always getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so the challenge for Kobe Altman is to, if he does make a move with Darius, is to minimize the injury concerns of the team that he's working with. And, you know, basically sell the greatness of Darius Garland. Because Darius, when he's healthy, is a phenomenal player.
Right, but it's
the problem
when he's
healthy is
part.
He's often injured and he's small. And any time, my biggest criticism of Darius isn't even about the injuries. It's about any time a team gets rough and physical with him,
mm-hmm.
he just can't respond.
Yeah.
And that's And we've seen this in the playoffs. And so...
Oh, for sure. I mean, again, there's multiple games I can point to. Game 3 against the Knicks 2 years ago. Game 7 against Orlando last year. And then, yeah, I mean, it's just... We've seen this with him. Like, there are certain games... I go back to Game 7 against Orlando. I mean, that's a game you have to be winning and you have to take care of business. You're down 18 at the half. And part of that reason why is Darius was an absolute and utter no-show in that spot.
Yeah, that's how you neutralize Darius is you get after him a little bit. You get physical with him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do anything dirty, but you body him a little bit. Make him feel you. Bringing the ball up the floor when you get into, across the timeline there. Get up on him when he gets the ball in his hands and make him defer to somebody else or make a bad decision. Force a shot.
Right.
Force a dribble drive, whatever. So I don't know that this particular injury is going to take away from his trade value. But I will say this, Jonathan. It does not alter my perception of what the Cavaliers need to do. To Chris Fedor's point, like, they can't run this thing back.
Well, and so that's the other side of this coin, right? Does it spotlight the idea that if you, let's say you make a trade with Jared Allen and you get rid of him, how much can you depend on Darius Garland now at this point?
Well, I mentioned this.
Because you're banking. That's what you're doing. You're banking on Darius being the one that is healthy and injured. And now for back-to-back postseasons, we've seen him not be able to do that. But you're banking on that health at the end of the season and the ability to actually be on the court.
So when I was on with Ken and Anthony this morning, they had brought up the Darius situation, Chris's comments over the weekend.
And Chris will join us again, by the way, tomorrow. So we'll get his full-fledged thoughts there, especially on the latest as well.
Yeah, and I said my list of priorities for Kobe Altman this offseason is, one, find somebody, anybody, to take Isaac Okoro. That guy just can't play.
Iceman. Oh, Mac hates to hear it.
Wait.
This is supposed to be a bully-free week for Mac, and you're already starting off bullying him like this? Is his favorite player of all time?
I didn't get the memo.
You didn't?
I was not included on that inner office correspondence.
All right, we'll get back to your Okoro point, and then we'll understand. Well, Ice is...
There
Ice
is no like Peterlin pass coming for me for Isaac Okoro.
It's a soft spot.
The Peterlin pass.
3:40 today. Please be listening. Go ahead.
But he can play defense. His offense is atrocious. There's a reason they leave him wide open all the time. It's not a compliment. It's because he can't shoot.
Yeah.
He still can't shoot.
He looks like the Moses Cleveland statue in the corner.
They've got to get rid of him. Okay. Then the next move has to be Jared Allen. Find someone who wants and needs a center, because I think once you move Jared Allen, that completely will open everything up for Evan Mobley. And you can play like you saw the Indiana Pacers play with one big, four smalls. You've seen the Thunder play one big, four smalls. Mm-hmm. That's what the Cavaliers need to do because, well, whether you and I agree, disagree, like it, don't like it, that's the NBA. It's run up the floor, chuck some threes, go get the rebound if you miss, create an extra possession. The reason Jarrett struggles in the rebounding area at times is because, well, the caroms are coming off the rim. It's some insane angles and bouncing back out to the perimeter. And as we saw against the Pacers, and we knew this going into the series, Jared struggles moving from the rim to the perimeter and from the perimeter back to the rim.
All right, so you're trading Okoro, you're trading Allen. Are you also trading Garland too?
Then I get to Darius Garland, and depending what Kobe is able to do with those first two moves, then you contemplate, okay, now what do I do with Darius? My point in laying all that out, Jonathan, is that Darius is number three on my list of players that I would be willing to part with.
Does this injury change that at all for you?
No.
Does it bump it up? Because I really do question how much you can depend on Darius now moving forward.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation. The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I mean, and this isn't, I'm going to make a bad comparison here. Understand it's only on the football field side of things. And even that, it doesn't go the full distance. Play with me for a second.
Is it going to be as bad as my cabin week for Nick and the movie Tag?
No, close though. There's a million reasons why, but one of the main reasons why I would never tell an NFL quarterback that you need to get in the Deshaun Watson business is because he can't stay on the field. Like, even if he could play at this point, he can't stay on the field. And I wonder if we're entering that territory with Darius Garland. I mean, we've been talking about injuries with him since before he was drafted, but they haven't subsided. They haven't gone away. Now with this toe injury, another 4 to 5 months, always finds some way to get himself injured. Maybe don't use your head as a battering ram into people's hips might be a good start, but he always finds a way to get injured.
But that's the way he drives the basketball, though. I think what he does is it's a natural protection for him that he crouches down when he does the dribble drive because he's not only trying to protect the ball, but he's trying to protect himself, and then that's ultimately what leads to his face ending up connected to somebody's shoulder, elbow, hand, whatever.
I love watching him play, and I'll watch him in a regular season game all day, every day. He's a joy to watch. But the reality is if they bring him back, I'm just going to be sitting there thinking to myself, at what point is he going to end up getting injured, and what can he actually do for this team long term?
He's number three on my priority list, though, to address this offseason. That's my whole point. He's not number one. Like, I feel like they got to make the Okoro move first to help them with the whole cap situation and maybe create a little flexibility there. You move Jared Allen because I think moving Jared is absolutely essential. And this is coming from somebody who is a huge
Jared Allen fan.
I love him as a player. I love him as a person. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's a business decision for me. I've watched three straight postseasons where it's been a struggle for him. And again, the style of play, when you're watching the teams that are in the NBA Finals right now, the Pacers and the Thunder there, and I'll even throw in the Knicks there. Like, this Cavs team is currently constructed. Well, it didn't beat the Pacers. They weren't going to beat the Thunder, and I'm convinced they weren't going to get through the Knicks either. So they have to change something this offseason. I don't know if it's one member of the core four or two. I'll admit, last year I was wrong because I was all about blowing up the core four last year, doing these two moves with Darius and Jared.
I don't think it made you wrong in any sort of way.
They won 64 games and got the top seed in the East.
No, you did nothing in the postseason.
I understand, but the
whole emphasis in all of this is what happens in the postseason. Like, I think there were so many people that already admitted defeat in being, did we break up the two bigs? Did we break up the two guards? And ultimately, I don't care about 64 regular season wins.
There's only two untouchables on this roster. Their names are Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it, I am indifferent. It's the wrong word. I am open to whatever moves that Kobe Altman can make this offseason to try and make this an NBA championship contender. Because right now, they are a regular season top seed in the conference team,
mm-hmm.
but in the postseason, they're a second-round exit at best.
216-474-0092. Does the toe injury let Darius off the hook for the playoffs? Jeff and Euclid up next. What's up, Jeff?
Oh, God. Can I change the subject?
No. Are you going to talk Darius?
No, I want to talk Guardians catcher.
No, I don't care about the Guardians catcher right now.
Okay.
The Guardians catcher hit a two-run homer yesterday.
You talk Garland or I hang up the phone? Your call, Jeff.
No, hang up the phone. There's got to be a catcher that we can bring up. Okay? There's got to be one. I can't even think of it right now.
Hold on, if you bring him up
from Columbus, okay, who's the best catcher that the Guardians have
right now?
I want to bring him up right now. And I don't know why you bring up the other outfielders then.
Where is this coming from, Jeff? Jeff? Oh, no. I hit the hang-up button. Listen, it was going nowhere. Can we all agree that call was going nowhere? Backup, he didn't even know what catcher he wanted to bring up.
First of all, he got in on deceitful premises.
It was deceitful premises. I'm not even putting that on Jake. That's not even on Jake. That was just a drunk man at 2:30 wanted to talk Guardians catchers.
I don't know. Someone
you think
got,
he was sober wanting to talk Guardians catchers?
Trying to Trojan horse in a conversation about backup catchers for the Guardians?
All I know is someone got Assassin's Apprentice right now.
Is it the first time in the history of sports talk radio someone has Trojan horsed a subject in order to try to talk backup to the backup catcher?
I'm not going
to
lie.
Baseball team?
I did not realize, and maybe this is on me, Jonathan. Nowhere in the pre-show meeting did I have a hot take on the Guardians catching situation right now.
Yeah, I knew this is what was going to happen, though. We're going to tell him, no, you have to stay to the topic, and then we're going to all be interested based off of what he had to say outside of the actual topic at hand. This was the most predictable thing ever.
I'm not lying. I am Googling who the Guardians have in Columbus.
You don't have to Google it. Mac knows the answer for every farm system that we have.
Who is it, Mac?
And the catcher at every level.
Answer Jeff's question. Who is it?
Cody Huff.
Not a doubt in my mind. He had that locked and ready to go. Like there was one thing. Like if Jeopardy was like, hey, you get to have a for one category, you get to go ahead and pick and choose what you want. I'd choose 90s baseball, something around there. For Mac, it would be like Guardians farm system.
I would go movies.
I know you'd go movies. And you'd make obscure tag references for movies that 12 people watch, but I happen to be one of them. I remember what I was doing when I watched that.
You can't hate on me if you're one of the 12 people that watched the movie,
I didn't
though.
Hate it.
That was the problem.
The only reason why I remember it is that there were so many stars in it, and I was also like, really not bad. I'm supposed to hate this movie, but it's really not bad. Do you think the toe injury let Darius off the hook for the playoffs?
No. For fans, no.
Okay.
For me, absolutely. Because again, I sarcastically said at the time, I can't wait to get the email that he's having surgery and it was going to come in June or July. And here we are in June. We got the email. He had surgery. I don't think fans are going to let him off the hook. But for me, the moment he told us he had to have a metal plate in his shoe so that he could play, that got him off the hook.
So I think it lets him off the hook for me from a playing standpoint. But the problem, and this is going to sting even worse for Darius, is that it just creates a bigger issue in my head, which is, okay, you're just a very injured human. I can't rely on you anymore. I'm sorry. I wish it wasn't this way. You have a lot of talent. You're still young. You could be a very good basketball player in this league, but you're never going to be healthy for an entire year. It's just not how you operate. I hate that it's this way. But the undersized guard thing has really come back to go ahead and bite you in the you-know-what, and I can't depend on you.
I think that if this injury does anything, it might prompt Kobe Altman to hit the eject key on Darius Garland and move him.
Did Kobe Altman get insulted? We'll do it next in Quick Hits. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.